CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's security cabinet is meeting now to approve the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. Linda Gradstein is covering that.
The security cabinet will vote on the deal, including maps for the Israeli army's pullback from the border between Gaza and Egypt. A spokesman for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the full cabinet will not meet until Saturday night after the Jewish Sabbath to allow opponents of the deal to petition the Israeli Supreme Court. That may mean the first release of Israeli hostages and Palestinian prisoners will be delayed for a day until Monday.
With crews making progress against the Los Angeles area wildfires, most of the displaced people will have to wait for at least another week before seeing what's left of their homes. CBS's Rob Marciano is there.
Many are enduring an agonizing wait, relying on information passed down from damage inspection specialists.
I'll take a photo.
Natasha Fouts is one of 60 specialists working the fires, assessing up to 40 homes a day.
If it's destroyed and if it is damaged, then we'll mark it.
The data Fouts gathers is verified and sent to local officials. And that info is then used by aid organizations like the Red Cross and FEMA to determine who needs money and housing right away.
Outgoing Commander-in-Chief Joe Biden was given a 21-gun salute at a Virginia military base in a Department of Defense farewell ceremony. CBS's Weijia Jiang reports.
This was a real opportunity to do exactly what he wanted, which was to bid farewell, but also to say thank you to the U.S. military and to recognize what a key part they play in all of the foreign policy decisions that President Biden has made and also has built his legacy on.
The Senate confirmation hearing for Secretary of Homeland Security nominee South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem will get underway this morning. CBS News national security contributor Samantha Vinograd.
Having served at DHS, I will be very focused on hearing whether Governor Noem commits to ensuring that there's humane treatment of individuals that may be taken into custody prior to being deported, and also how she plans to get funding for the mass deportations that the president is indicating that he'll pursue.
Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey is asking President Biden to extend the sale of TikTok mandated by a new law for 90 days so it won't start going out of service on Sunday.
TikTok has become an integral part of our lives, and that's 170 million Americans.
A Supreme Court ruling on TikTok's future could come today. Stock futures ticking higher ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
The FDA says it has given the go-ahead for Zyn to market its nicotine pouch products, as CBS's Alexander Tin explains.
The FDA has granted its first authorization to a nicotine pouch product. The brand is called Zyn and has attracted scrutiny in recent years as use has climbed. The agency's authorization means that Zyn will be allowed to continue to legally sell their pouches in the U.S. market. But the FDA cautioned it does not mean that it thinks nicotine pouches are safe, simply that they are less risky than cancer-causing cigarettes and some other types of tobacco products. The FDA said it will be closely monitoring for signs of a surge in youth use of the pouches, which might result in its authorization being pulled.
American consumers wrapped up the year in a spending mood, buying merchandise from furniture to clothing and eating in restaurants, according to the Commerce Department. Retail sales rose 0.4% in December, a sign consumers are still able and willing to shop and to spend. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies for the overnight with lows in the mid-20s. A southerly breeze will develop. It'll be gusty on Friday, pushing our temperatures up into the lower 40s. Mostly sunny skies. More clouds Friday night. Temperatures this weekend will be frigid. Right now, it's 28.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Thank you. when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof. And your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's reports start at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Here she comes, wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, it's on a thing of nine and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Low hip purse. Devil with a blue dress on. Devil with a blue dress on. Hey, wearing a perfume Chanel number 5. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real humdinger and I like them like that. Devil with a blue dress, on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Hey, I say now. Devil with a blue dress.
Hits sound great on the radio, but they're even more fun when you see them in person, like Herman's Hermits. There's a kind of all over the world tonight. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? Cause you're the one. Friday night, February 28th, Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and special guests The Association, playing live in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater. And all next week, WRJN has your free tickets. Association and Herman's Hermits, all on one great stage. Don Rosen, Dan Marcus, and Kurt Vollman all team up to give you a chance to win all next week. Listen for details right here.
Start to count. even know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
You ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to
catch up on it. You know what I'm saying.
when you're weary, feeling small, when tears are
news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
In in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama had to dance for the money they'd throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Money down. GMC's tramps and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us GMC's tramps and thieves. But every night all the men would come around.
CBS News Brief. Israel's cabinet is meeting right now to vote on a ceasefire and hostage release deal. The BBC's John Donison is in Jerusalem.
This country is very divided on this issue. We were outside the Israeli Prime Minister's office with protesters from the far right who were saying this deal shouldn't be done.
A hostage release could begin as early as Sunday. Supreme Court could issue its opinion today on whether TikTok will be banned in the U.S. come Sunday. Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey's asking President Biden to postpone it for 90 days.
A TikTok ban would impose serious consequences on millions of Americans who depend upon the app for social connections and their economic livelihood.
Death toll up to 27 in the L.A. wildfires, 31 still missing. CBS's Andres Gutierrez is in Pacific Palisades.
So they're looking for these individuals. This involves a grid search of the fire zones, both in Eaton and in Palisades.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosenstein.